Right now, I'm joined in the studio by Jessica Ferguson from the Rockbridge Area Health Center. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to have you here. And it is the end of January. We are in the height of cold and flu season. And of course, we now have COVID to deal with in addition to all of that. And COVID is still going on. I know people don't want to think about it or want to hear about it anymore, but it is still around. And but the Rockbridge Area Health Center has solutions for all of this.
Yes, we do. We offer pediatric vaccines for our children for the ages of 6 months to 18 years old. This will include your primary doses one and two, and then your bivalent boosters. And we also offer adult COVID vaccines, which are the Moderna bivalent boosters. And if any adult needs a primary series, then of course they can make an appointment with us. The good news is FDA is also proposing to offer just the bivalent doses for primary and booster, so it could be only one shot now.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because I have people that don't like needles. That mm-hmm. Having the whole series has been also a challenge. So you have a clinic coming up. Tell me about this.
Yes. So we actually offer the adult Moderna booster clinic every other Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Our next one's February 7th. Of course, appointments are required. For pediatrics, we also offer vaccinations Tuesday through Friday. Adults, Tuesday through Friday, again, they can call 464-8700 and make an appointment. And that is for primary and the boosters for the pediatrics.
Okay. And where's the clinic offered, or where is it?
Right now, the clinic we're having is at the health center. We are hoping to get out into the community and offer more clinics. But right now, all of our clinics are going to be at the health center.
Okay.
Every other Tuesday. That is over on...
past the Lowe's, across from the street.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Back over there. And so why is it important to get the vaccine or the booster or any of this, even for flu, just in general?
So it's very important because... the vaccine, I know there's a lot of controversy out there about the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, and it's not 100% guaranteed. But what it does do is it lessens the symptoms. It helps decrease serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And, you know, the saying goes, love thy neighbor. And you never know what other health issues people are truly dealing with. So you want to protect yourself along with them.
Right. And the same goes through with the flu vaccine. It doesn't prevent you from getting the flu necessarily. It just makes it, if you do get it, you're going to have fewer or less severe symptoms.
Right.
Generally. So
yeah.
It's a good idea. And again, I mean, it's not just for you. Maybe you have family members or again, you don't know what other people are dealing with. So, you know, do your part to help your neighbor. And what about, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people say, oh, well, I don't like getting the vaccines or even the flu shot because it makes me sick. What do you say about that?
So there's a lot of things that the CDC actually recommends. You know, of course, some people may not have symptoms at all. Some people may have mild side effects, which is normal. I mean, that means that your body's reacting to the vaccine. It's training your cells to fight against the virus. But what the CDC actually recommends is to drink plenty of water the night before and the day of. And to avoid alcohol the day before, just so you're not dehydrating yourself. There are other things you can do that the CDC recommends. You can take Tylenol, ibuprofen to help with the fever and chills that may accompany with the symptoms. And they also recommend that you administer the vaccine in the dominant arm. So you're moving it and you're getting it throughout the body, and it can lessen the pain in your arm.
All good tips. And so once again, if people want to make an appointment for the vaccine for flu or COVID or anything else with the Rockbridge Area Health Center, you have the clinics every Tuesday for adults and Tuesday through Friday for kids. How can they go and make an appointment?
So for all of those, so our clinics for the adults are every other Tuesday. What they can do is call the health center to make an appointment at 540-464-8700. And they can also go to our website and register. Our website is rockahc.org. One other quick thing. So we've had lots of questions about whether or not the booster is an annual vaccine or going to be an annual vaccine, just like the flu shot. That is a possibility now. The FDA actually has a report this week proposing that the COVID vaccine be annual. Right now, there's no formal decision just based on the virus and its unpredictability. But there is hopes that we're going to have an annual instead of all these monthly vaccines.
Well, that would be great because I know it does keep changing. And, you know, as these viruses do, they mutate. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. The flu does that all the time as well. So that's nothing new. And it would be great if it was just one shot once a year, one and done. And, you know, we can go on and get back to normal.
Yep.
So, all right, rockahc.org or 464-8700.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Jessica Ferguson from the Rockbridge Area Health Center. And everybody, go get your vaccines. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.